So how many children were killed with the massacre of the Holy Innocents? It's estimated 30, 50 children, maybe. Boys, maybe some girls, mistaken, who knows. And it's interesting that Jesus would allow this to happen at his birth. God would allow this to happen at his birth, this tragedy, this the horrible cruelty, and our Lord allowed it as a mystery. But we can say, you know, God knows what our miseries are. God knows what our miseries are. He lived in the midst of it. Of course, our Lord rewarded the children, and would have rewarded the parents too for the suffering that was born on his behalf here. And we know that they're in heaven. The children are in heaven, and hopefully they brought their parents there as well. But there's this mystery of suffering, children who suffer, the innocent who suffer. God uses the sufferings of the innocent especially to help the guilty. The sufferings of the innocent are much more powerful than the sufferings of the guilty. We see that in the saints. We see that in Jesus Christ, Our Lady, all the saints who have suffered greatly. Their sufferings are enormously powerful for the salvation of the world, for the redemption of souls, for repairing for sin, for bringing about conversions. This is why Jesus didn't take away sufferings when he came and redeemed the world. When he suffered on the cross, we thought maybe God might return things to the way they were with Adam and Eve. There was no suffering. No, he didn't take away sufferings because of the power, the benefit, the merits for sufferings, which are greater than otherwise if there wasn't any sufferings. So we use sufferings for that reason, for our redemption, just to help so many souls, help our brothers and sisters. And ultimately, what is the answer to evil? What's the best answer to suffering in the world and evil? Why God allows it? The best answer is Jesus on the cross, looking at the crucifix. That's the best answer. God understands. He underwent it. He underwent the worst cruelty, the worst sufferings that could be imagined. Take all the sufferings of all human beings, and it does not come close to the sufferings of Jesus or Mary. So God knows. Our Lady knows sufferings and what suffering is. And the best answer is to look upon the cross when we suffer. When we endure suffering, we look at Jesus. He went through it already far more than we did, and made it meaningful, beneficial, meritorious, rewardful for this life and the next. So that's, you know, the message we can take away from the sufferings of the innocent, the holy innocents and their parents, that it is meritorious, redemptive, and not meaningless, but the innocent can help the guilty.